And the weather is the main story this morning. Most of us waking up to a severe frost, and there's worse on the way, according to Met Éireann. They'll be briefing the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management later this morning. And to tell us more now, I'm joined by Met Éireann's senior forecaster, Gerry Murphy. A happy new year to you, Gerry, but it's starting off with this quite strong cold snap, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, Anya. Happy New Year to you as well. Yes, the weather has turned very cold and we have a very sharp, severe frost across the country at the moment. Icy stretches on many of the roads, so certainly a morning for taking great care. The temperatures overnight got down to between 0 and -5 degrees, with the lowest temperatures in Oak Park in Carlow and in Athenry in Galway. And this cold weather is set to continue through today. Another frosty night in store tonight as well, with temperatures expected to get down as low as -3 or -4 degrees. And then as we go through tomorrow, we will see milder air with a band of rain moving in from the southwest. But because it's going to meet that very cold air as it pushes up across the country through tomorrow evening, tomorrow night into Sunday, it is going to turn to sleet and snow in many areas.
Sleet and snow in many areas. What parts of the country are most likely to be affected?
This is where the uncertainty is with regard to quantities and the manner of that precipitation. So what we're describing this currently is a multi-hazard weather event. So it will most likely fall as rain down along the south coast, but it must be said that the amounts of rain expected in the south and southwest are quite high. So it's likely that we'll see rainfall warnings at least in the southwest of the country. Then as that rain pushes up through the afternoon, evening, it turns more to sleet as you go into the hours of darkness, then turning more to snow. Currently, it looks like predominantly over the southern half of the country and then over much of the Midlands, the west, perhaps tomorrow night early on, eastern counties in the northeast mightn't fare too badly because there's an easterly wind, but it's very difficult to pinpoint. But really, as we go through tomorrow night into Sunday, all areas can expect sleet or snow at some stage. And as we get more details on the exact accumulations of that snow, it will give us more information on the exact types of warnings that we'll be issuing today and tomorrow.
The big question, of course, for many people, because the school holidays are coming to a close. Will the schools be opening on Monday? That's the big question, isn't it, Gerry? When will we know the answer to that?
You won't fully know the answer to that until really over the weekend, because it will depend on the accumulations of the snow. Now, in terms of what's actually going to happen, as I said, through tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, as that rain pushes up across all of the country, it will turn to rain, sleet and snow. Then predominantly snow in many areas through tomorrow night, and then only clearing slowly on Sunday, which means that there'll be further falls of sleet and snow as we go through Sunday, with the temperature staying quite low, especially over Leinster and Munster, before it gradually all clears away to the southeast on Sunday night. And then it's going to be followed by a very, very sharp frost. So there are likely to be accumulations of snow in places on Monday morning, coupled with a very severe frost as well. So there's the possibility that schools may not open, but that will become more apparent as we go through the weekend. Then beyond that, as we move through next week, that cold air stays with us. So we'll have a northerly breeze then through much of next week, which is going to keep the temperatures very, very low, and indeed will mean that the snow will be slow to melt in places. And it's in the places where the snow is slow to melt, coupled with frost at night, that will mean the temperatures could get down very low during some of next week. So there's still a degree of uncertainty in the exact details, but certainly rain, sleet and snow tomorrow night in through Sunday as well, followed by very cold, very frosty conditions then for much of next week.
Thank you for that, Gerry. And Met Éireann will be briefing, as I said, the Fire and Emergency Directorate this morning. So there will be more from them. And the reality, if you're listening to Gerry there, is the bad weather could make driving more of a challenge for those who have to get out and about. And there are tips for motorists about how to prepare in case, for instance, your car skids or you're stuck on a snowy road. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, good morning to you. And what should drivers be doing, Geraldine, to prepare for the cold spell that's in store?
Good morning, Anya. Well, I suppose, the first thing really is to make sure that you can see out of your car before you're setting off. As you say, a lot of people will be faced with the situation this morning that they'll just have to get a move on and get out the door. So clear your windows and your mirrors, make sure you can see everything. In the case of snow further on in the next few days, make sure it's cleared off your roof, because if you stop in a hurry, that can come down. So when you're setting off, make sure then that you can see everything, check that your lights are working. And really, it's a matter of keeping your speed down once you're out and about, Anya. Slow down your distance between you and the car in front has to be increased considerably. Read the road ahead of you, and just generally, no harsh braking, no harsh accelerating, just really gently does it is the key to success on the roads when it's icy.
What happens if your car skids? What should you do?
If your car skids, the advice is always turn into the skid. So basically, it's counterintuitive in that sense. You should turn into the skid. But the big thing is not to panic on. You just slow down, take your foot off the accelerator, and your car will return. So just basically, if nothing, mm-hmm. if you remember nothing else, just steer in the direction that you need to go in. But the big thing is just don't panic. Don't hit those brakes. Also, plan your journey around busier roads, because they're much more likely to be gritted. Remember that country lanes and housing estates, they're going to be the tough areas, but get out onto the main road and then just take it easy.
And very often people can find themselves, if things do go wrong and there's bad snowfall, stuck, for instance, on a snowy road for many hours. What should you always have with you to be prepared for those kinds of emergencies?
Look, in that case, a basic, emergency kit isn't a bad idea, but a blanket, a screen scraper and a mobile phone. Just ensure that your mobile phone is charged. That's really the big thing more than anything. And let's hope that nobody's going to be stuck for a couple of hours at the side of the road. But I mean, you could also have a shovel or a torch, blankets, those sort of things. But the key thing is a mobile phone and a screen scraper.
All right, Geraldine, thanks for that advice, and let's hope everyone out there stays safe on the roads during this cold spell. And